Hey guys, welcome to Holistically You. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'll be here to share my nice and sometimes not so nice human experiences. Let's get comfortable sharing our ups, downs, and everything in between, and continue to make meaning out of the parts that make us whole. Hello, beautiful people. Oh my goodness. I feel like I have not been here in a long enough time to make it absolutely unacceptable. Life is busy, things get crazy, and I actually just looked at the last episode that I uploaded, which looks like it was May. No, that's right now. It was March 13th. The day that I am recording this episode, it is May 9th. So you do the math because I don't want to. And that's long. But I am honoring myself when I say that I really wanted to record when inspiration struck. And I am flipping inspired right now. I'm also a little bit congested. I don't know if you guys could tell, but just at the tail end of a nice spring cold. We love those. It's that duality, that's a little bit of foreshadowing for you, between the super nice weather outside and the shitty health conditions on my inside. So we are on the mend, though, I promise. And for those of you who have never been here before, hi, I'm Amanda. I am your hostess. Host? Let's go with host of the Holistically You podcast. And I am so happy to be here today in the month of May. It's gonna be May. I'm sure that's way overdone, but I'm not taking it out. Okay. I said what I said. Okay. And without further ado, because as you guys know, I like to keep my episodes now under 20 minutes, some bite-sized wisdom for you all. And I did drop a little bit of foreshadowing just a few seconds ago by mentioning the word duality. I have spoken about this topic over the past, month or so, with at least 8 different people. And these are 8 people that could be directly like in my circle, in my tribe, or people that I'm not that close with, or some people that I see, you know, once every 6 months. But this notion of duality keeps coming up and up and up again. And just for anybody who does follow the ethers or astrology or anything like that, we are in a very intense eclipse season, a Mercury retrograde, and we are now in Taurus season, which is like that grounded, you know, kind of earth energy. But there's just been a lot of stuff flying around, and so many people feel like they're flying around with it. One of my favorite tarot card readers, Chris Corsini, describes seasons like this as like you're in a snow globe and you can shake the shit out of that snow globe and like you're just flying around everywhere. Think Dorothy. Think It's a Twister, okay? So, you know, you've got yourself flying around, you've got debris flying around, you've got cows and witches flying around, and you are like, what in God's good name is happening here? So that's the more comical side of duality. But seriously, guys, I've been experiencing some super intense contrasting emotions recently. And this has been going on for a little while now. It's the light versus the shadow parts of myself and the things going on around me and how I perceive them to be going on around me. And so duality in its essence is this and that. I don't want us to think about duality as this or that because there's no integration there. So if we can integrate both the light and the dark, right? The shadow and the light, or however you want to see it, then I think that that's where the true magic happens. I say this because none of us operate in a universe where everything is always amazing. We're going to go through struggle. We are going to face adversity. We're going to have a hard time, just plain and simple. And then in that hard time, what we do, because we're human beings and we are oh so complicated, we beat ourselves up. We get pissed off at ourselves because, oh, why did I repeat that pattern again? Or, oh my God, here I go on my bullshit. Like, we are not necessarily in the habit of giving ourselves grace, of giving ourselves permission to fuck up. Okay. And yes, an F-bomb was very, very called for there because I feel like I screw up all the time. And although it may not look like that on the outside, it sure as hell feels like that on the inside. I feel like I'm operating on this plane between my dark and my light and my dark. My positive mindset and then the mindset that everything I have ever worked hard for is about to burst into flames. That I am so insanely proud of how far I've come and how much I've accomplished and how much I have left to do. Like, I feel like I haven't even scratched the surface. I also live in a space where I am so happy and so sad sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. I feel so productive, and yet I feel so freaking lazy. I feel so confident, and then I feel so incredibly fearful, afraid, scarce. Actually, I'll keep scarce for I feel so abundant and then I feel so scarce. So the reason why I mention all of these, this and that's, is because I'm here to share with you today and every day that these can all coexist. They really can, and they do, because I can wake up so happy about my surroundings, my apartment, and then I can feel so shitty for not owning a home or knowing what the hell does it even mean to like apply for a mortgage. And then I get down on myself because like, am I even an adult if I don't know these things? Am I even an adult if I don't know, get confused by my taxes? I feel like I'm doing so well and so much. And then I feel like I'm shitting the bed. Like I'm not even close to where I quote unquote should be. And I let both coexist. Because one has a difficult time existing without the other. Because if I'm on this up and up and up and up and everything's amazing and I'm doing great and I feel so confident, I feel so beautiful, I feel so successful, I feel like nothing is ever going to happen to shake me, then what the hell is going to happen the moment where something comes to shake me? How am I going to be equipped to deal with that type of an earthquake? I'm not. Because it's almost like I've closed myself off to the fact that things can go wrong. Things can be challenging. And instead of looking at those things as, oh, these are happening. Why to me? Why are these things happening to me? I now understand that so much, not so much actually, everything in my life is happening for me and not to me. I'm not a victim of my circumstance. I am co-creating with the universe, and in some twisted ass way, I signed up for all of this. I needed to take a breath after that. I don't even know where that came from. My guides are up there somewhere like, you go, girl. But seriously, in some twisted way, and in not in some twisted way, actually in a very real and esoteric way, I chose this. And then sometimes I even choose the challenges because I'm choosing to repeat my old patterns because I don't think I'm ready to learn them yet. Or perhaps I'm in a space where I'm not quite sure what that lesson is yet. So let me, you know, let me just screw it up one more time and figure it out afterwards. I have spoken to so many people who look at me and say, you know, I feel so much of this, but then I feel so much of that. And I'm trying to remove the but out of the vocabulary. Take the but out. Because that means anything that you've said before that is negating. You've negated everything that you said before the but. Because that means that anything after the but takes precedence in some weird way. That means that I feel so happy right now, but I just feel like maybe my partner could be more communicative. Okay, girl, or guy, or they, or... So which one is it? Do you feel happy? Or is your partner a shitty communicator? Like, which one takes precedence now? Can you be super happy and be working on creating a space for your partner to be more communicative? Like, why can't these both exist in the same space? I'm here to tell you that they can, and they will. And the faster, I didn't want to say faster, actually, the quicker we come to terms with the fact that duality is so nuanced, and that our human emotions are so nuanced, and that sometimes we're going to dance right along with the light in the sun, in the field of sunflowers, and everything's going to be amazing. And then so quickly or slowly, we all of a sudden start to do this really dark tango with our shadow. But the shadow is here to teach us something. The shadow is here to equip us with the tools that are necessary to either get back into the light or know how to deal with the things we are being faced with in order to have less difficulty circumventing them. Less difficulty overcoming the challenges. They're always going to be hard. We are human beings. We are living in this 3D existence right now. That's just the reality of it. So we can't just go around thinking like, oh yeah, no, whatever, it is what it is. Why don't we take it for what it is, and maybe it's a goddamn lesson? And maybe it's time for you to open up your eyes to the fact that this and that can exist at once. Maybe we need to work harder to bridge the gap. Maybe we need to work harder on one side, either the light or the dark, to meet in the middle and honor exactly where we are at. One of my favorite meditations with Sarah Blondin on Insight Timer, and I'm paraphrasing, but one of my favorite things she says is, allow yourself to be in all the places that you are. I will say that again. Allow yourself to be in all the places that you are. If I'm having a bad day, if I am upset, if I am hurt or heartbroken, I honor that. If I am on cloud freaking nine and everything is going right, I honor that. You know, recently I said to someone, a situationship, if you will, that I am not in an era of bypassing my needs. And it is so important for me to have consistency and stability with a partner. And I'm not afraid to share that anymore, because if that's not for you or that's going to scare you off, then there's the door, my friend. And I said, when I'm with you, I'm so happy and I'm so sad. I'm happy because I love being with you. I'm happy because you make me happy. And I'm sad because I know that you are not in a space to give me what I need. And as much as it hurts to admit that or to say that out loud, I'm proud. I'm proud that I'm able to honor the fact that both can exist, because I honored the happiness and I am so grateful for the connection and the moments and the experience with this person. And I'm sad that it had to end. But it ended because I honored everything I was feeling. I honored exactly where I was in that particular moment. So I feel like I could talk on about this forever, but allow yourself to be in all the places that you are. Remember that your shadow is just as sacred as your light. And move forward with the very unshakable knowing that everything can coexist. And we are learning every day how to add to the toolkit that is going to help us navigate this crazy fucking world. I love you guys so much. And hopefully it won't take me another 2 months to record my next episode. So just a gentle reminder, friends, today and every day, stay humble. And I'll catch you soon. Bye.